He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. After 2 days and seven rounds, GM Rick Smith and head coach Gary Kubiak feel good about their 2008 draft. We will hear from them, as well as first-round pick Dwayne Brown, in our special draft edition.
Flight 72. Flight 72.
The Texans draft began with a surprise when GM Rick Smith traded back his 18th pick for a 26th spot. The move worked out well because the Texans got third and sixth round picks in the deal with Baltimore. With the 26th pick, the Texans took Dwayne Brown, an offensive tackle from Virginia Tech. He's a guy Smith thinks will fit into the team's new zone blocking scheme.
Well, first of all, he's an athletic offensive lineman, and obviously we've needed a left tackle for a while, and we feel like this guy can come in and execute the running game that we're going to employ with Alex Gibbs as our, you know, offensive coordinator slash assistant head coach, and also, you know, be able to protect the passer, because you've got to be able to do that at the left tackle position. And we feel good about his upside. He's a very athletic, smart guy, so with length and everything that you need in order to play the position.
Brown said he will be looking forward to competing for a starting job, and he is excited about putting on a Texans jersey.
I don't think they would have drafted me in the first round if they didn't expect me to come in and contribute immediately. So, you know, I'm just going to try to soak up everything I can and learn as much as I can. And, when training camp starts, and, you know, I'll show what I can do, see what happens.
The Texans gave away their second round pick in last year's trade for Matt Schaub. With two picks in the third round, the team drafted corner Antoine Molden and running back Steve Slayton. Defensive coordinator Richard Smith said that Molden brings athleticism and speed to their secondary.
What he is, he's a big corner. He's like 6'5", and he weighs like close to 200 pounds. And he's got the size you look for, and he also has a speed. He's a 4.4 40 guy. And what we did personally, we had John Hoke, our secondary coach, we sent out there to work him out, and he came back with, you know, really high remarks on this kid, with his work ethic, his athletic ability, where he's got the feet and the hips, which are the things that you need to do to play the position.
Slayton will be a dominant third down back, said offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan.
What we like most about Slayton is I think he's got a chance to be a special type player. When you look at guys around the league like Kevin Falk, a guy like Reggie Bush, guys who come in and can fill a specific role on third down. If you look at the top offenses in the league, they all have a player like that. I think this guy fits a role, as in we have two guys right now who we think can carry the load. And this guy can come in and he can fill a role. We can use him on third down. We can use him in special situations to come in and be a change of pace type player.
In the fourth round, the Texans got linebacker Xavier Adibi. In the fifth, it was Texas defensive tackle Frank Okum. Safety Dominique Barber was chosen in the sixth round. His brother Marion Barber is a Pro Bowl running back for the Cowboys.
With Barber here, what we feel on him is that, first of all, great bloodline. His dad played for the Jets. His brother plays over there at Dallas. And from that part, when you're getting into these kind of rounds and you're going through and deciding who to pick and who not to pick, a lot of things that are good here is who has a chance to really compete and try to make your football team at this stage. And we think there's because of his bloodline with his dad and also his brother, that this guy will come in here and give you everything he's got, because it's in his family genes to make this football team.
The Texans rounded out their draft by selecting quarterback Alex Brink. After all was said and done, Kubiak and Smith talked to the media about how they met the team's needs in this year's draft.
We feel good about the acquisitions that we've made. We feel like we have added some positions of need. We feel like we've added, you know, a couple players who can make plays, and just excited about the whole class and excited about the way the whole thing kind of fell into place.
The draft festivities don't end here. On Tuesday, the Texans will host their draft day luncheon. Sports Radio 610's Mark Vandermeer will serve as the MC. Smith and Kubiak will break down the draft and present team awards. For more information, go to HoustonTexans.com or call 832-667-2390. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans.